Hello everybody, welcome back to the Monday Pulse, and we're now going to be discussing the ongoing rail strikes with the latest batch that's starting tomorrow, I believe. And we're looking at the Times article, Rail Strikes, RMT demands Rishi Sunak meeting as month of chaos begins. So as I just mentioned, Tuesday is the beginning of this month long of rail strikes after the RMT said that the only way that this could sort of be prevented would be by having this meeting with Rishi Sunak. Mick Lynch says he wants, you know, a one-on-one meeting with the Prime Minister to discuss the way that the government, in his opinion, have torpedoed the talks over pay through the unacceptable conditions they're attaching to their pay offer, which is a 4% backdated rise for the year and then a 4% rise in 2023. Mick Lynch says, this is not good enough, we want more. So I think this is quite more than, I think the nurses affects everyone, obviously, because it's healthcare, it's nationalised healthcare. But we all sitting here as students use, maybe apart from commuters, probably use trains about as often as anybody, I'd say, going back and forth from home. And this is the final week of term, and for 5 out of the 6 days this week, with a limited timetable on Sunday, there are currently rail strikes going on across 14 different train companies, so making it very, very difficult to get home. I luckily have I'm being driven home, but I usually get the train home, and I just wouldn't have been able to get home, and it would have been a disaster. What about everyone here? What's your current plans on getting home, and are you affected by the rail strikes?
Well, I'll sort of preface it by saying I'm probably a poor person to ask, because I am a, as sort of listeners of last year will know, I am a vehicular commuter by car, and I only live about 20 minutes away anyways. Whoops. But you guys?
I live just outside of Birmingham, and to be honest, I'd have probably been picked up anyway. I need to bring some clothes back, or else I'll, you know, have nothing to wear for like the month I'm gonna spend at home. But I've got mates who were affected by it. I had a train, I can't remember when it was, I had to get the bus instead because the trains weren't running. That was it. I got stuck in Leeds on my birthday because I went to visit some mates and then like realised there were no trains on the way back, which was fun. So yeah, but I'm okay. I'm all right.
I'm okay as well, in the sense that I'll be driving, but that's because I live in the countryside, so, you know, can't really rely on Norfolk with public transport always. So, but no, I mean, it has affected. So some of my friends have actually come back. They're having to like sort of work from home, because otherwise they won't be able to get home basically in time for Christmas. So they've had to go earlier and things like that. It affected me the week. I had to go, it was a very complicated situation of trying to go somewhere, because it was when the train strikes were happening as well. I was coming back from like a holiday and stuff, and it was, yeah, it's been a bit of a nightmare, I think, for everyone, having to use things like coaches and alternative means of transport. I imagine it will affect a lot of students. People probably are going to go home a bit earlier and stuff and things.
And what do you think about the idea that the RMT are deliberately choosing these dates for maximum disruptions? They want to disrupt people's lives.
Well, I had a discussion with this with my dad over the weekend about this sort of very similar topic, actually. The thing that got us talking was the fact that the government might be introducing legislation which forces, I think this was more related to ambulance drivers striking, but the idea that, you know, preventing disruptive strikes. And I think that is a terrible idea. The purpose of a strike is to be disrupting. If everyone goes on strike and services continue as normal, everything is completely fine, then what point do the employees have to go round to the table? They don't. They have none. Because the essence of a strike is it impacts work. You know, go all the way back to sort of the Victorian factories, when everyone walked out and they couldn't produce.
Or the general strike in 1926.
Precisely. And strikes only work if they are disruptive, because it forces employers to come round to the table. It puts a sense of urgency on, and it puts unions in sort of a strong position to negotiate. And if they're not having that big an impact, if they don't have public support, then they're in a weak position, and they will get weak, sort of weak, oh, what's the word? Weak concessions, that's it.
But the government don't seem to be playing by the sort of normal rules of that these sort of strike and union dynamics usually play. They are arguing that, I forget the article, but it was a couple of days ago, and a member of the government was saying that they've ruined Christmas because the rail workers that are striking, because from 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve to 6 a.m. on the 27th of December, there's another strike going on. And this member of the cabinet was saying, you know, they want to ruin people's Christmas.
Well, I would say to sort of the cabinet members, you know, if hypothetically they were sat opposite me, you know, how much as an MP and as a cabinet minister do you get paid? You know, what are sort of the hours and conditions that you're expected to work? And if you're sort of on bottom of the barrel pay, so you're not able to afford, you know, sort of a nice Christmas dinner, you can't get presents for people, you know, if you sort of have to work very unsociable hours, you know, late into the evenings, late at nights, hell, maybe even Christmas Day, you know, would that ruin the Christmas for you? You know, I think it's very just a bit of a sloganeering in a sense to say that they've ruined Christmas, because obviously, as I've sort of already alluded to, not to give any indication as to sort of where ideologically I stand, although I'm sure listeners could make very good guesses, you know, the fact that, yeah, it's just they're not ruining Christmas, they're just fighting for what they believe is right. And I think, you know, everyone should do that regardless of time.
I would say that's very easy for you to say, as someone who said it's not been affected by these rail strikes. I'll quickly research an article, and this man called Nigel was interviewed, and he wants to see his son, he wants to see his 6-month-old granddaughter, but now he can't because of the rail strikes.
Well, this is the thing, like, there's always going to be an impact of strikes, of any strikes, but it's sort of that thing of the individual good versus the collective good, which we actually chatted about last week on the pool, sort of in relation to COVID lockdowns. And it's always going to have a negative impact on certain people. But the thing is that, you know, to really go harsh on this, and I'm not usually so harsh, but I've been fired up today. But, you know, travelling by rail is not the only means of transportation in the entire country.
Yeah, but it is for some people that don't own cars. We're going to talk about the upcoming cold weather. They may not be actually able to drive.
They may not own cars, but the thing is, rail lines will equally be shut down by snow, cold weather, things like that. They're equally as affected. And also as well, if they don't own cars, as sort of you guys said about how you're getting home, there's coaches. Yes, there may not be coaches to everywhere in the country, but you get a coach to the nearest place that you can, and then you get a taxi. You know, the thing is, it's a matter of cost. If this, well, then again, I've sort of come full circle here, because then I'm saying, well, there's more expensive options to, you know, find workarounds, but then, you know, they may also be in sort of a not so well paying job. So,
well, let's be honest as well, the trains aren't examples of sort of economical ways to travel.
Well, not anymore, are they?
Yeah, I think it's yeah. So, on that sense, it's probably actually cheaper, or at least I find it cheaper when going home to travel by coach than it is to travel by train a lot of the time.
Well, I don't know how successful the RMT is going to be this time. I think Mick Lynch is very good at communicating his ideas, but the government aren't playing the normal role the government are meant to play during strikes and the unions. If we look back to the 70s, look at how much power the unions had. Well, we've heard about them more than we ever have, maybe in the past 10 years, in the past few months. But I don't know how much success they'll actually get out of the strikes they're planning, considering the government are just saying no, that they don't seem to want any negotiation, nothing.
Well, ironically, the government is also sort of planning legislation to allow for companies to introduce temporary workers to replace those on the picket line. Absolute disaster, and it's the same thing that the government condemned when P&O Ferries just swapped out all this striking staff and replaced them with temporary ones. They condemned that, but they won't condemn this, and they're actually going to allow companies to do it, which is, you know, a big old hoo-ha. But I suppose in terms of how successful these strikes are expected to be, University Radio Nottingham will be going down to one of the RMT picket line sort of this Wednesday to speak to the strikers to find out whether, you know, just ask them some questions about how they think it's going, public support, all this and that and the other. And so that's a, you know, little plug. At the end of the week, you can hear that.
And I think that's also something quite important that you just mentioned there is public support. So we've all sort of discussed that we have a lot of support for the nurses, and there's that generally that sentiment in the country, you know, they never usually strike. it's more common amongst rail workers, and they have carried out strikes this year. Will, do you feel like you have more or less support for, or even the same, for the rail workers than you do for the nurses?
I think it's probably quite a similar level of support, because I think that it's again an industry where workers have been failed by sort of the Thatcher attempt to, and it's probably a different conversation with the NHS, a far more sort of recent conversation about the sort of mistreatment. But in terms of the railway, we've had this sort of mass privatisation that's just failed on almost every front. And I think that maybe quite a lot of the support comes from a place that I think in the general public that it's pretty tough for everybody right now. And I think that what the government expected would that it become a sort of an us and them conversation of, the strikers, they're ruining Christmas. You know, I think there wasn't there like a Sun front page or something where it was like alluded to Mick Lynch being the Grinch or something like that. But I think that the public are sympathetic because everyone's struggling, and I think they can see that the government's refusal to actually take any sort of progressive action to sort of end the dispute. I think they can see it for what it is. What it will be interesting to see is whether this sort of that goodwill does carry through into the new year.
Yes, because these strikes are continuing on until January. I would just say I have found the Sun article where Mick Lynch is a Grinch.
Just like...
it says, Mick Grinch, militant union boss Mick Lynch wreaks havoc with crippling train strikes during Christmas and New Year.
I love impartial media and news reporting.
Also, though, like, it's his job to
very, very represent his workers. His job, and that's why right wing media dislike him and are trying to smear him by making him the Grinch.
Well, you know, we love the press.
I know.
even those that are in the gutter, we love you.
We love news. And on that note, we're going to give you another little break before we move away from the strikes and talk about what's going on currently with corruption in the EU Parliament.
Baby squirrel use a sexy mother.